they're not very good at it to start. So they'll, you know, I think a lot of times they kind of just make this big plunge. And I think often they practice in the tree itself, like moving around the nest tree, but sometimes there's not a place to do that. So they kind of make this first flight. Sounds to me like it could be a bird that had very recently left a nest, so it's not very good at flying. And it was just kind of like it gets on the ground and then it can't really get much higher, so it sort of stays there.
I think one of the folks at the Juneau Raptor Center referred to him as kind of young and dumb.
Yeah, that's, you know, kind of young and inexperienced, I guess I'd say. You know, it's kind of a big leap from spending all your time in this sort of, you know, 6-foot-wide area of the nest to all of a sudden they're, you know, using wings and, you know, trying and move around in 3 dimensions, and that's a little bit more difficult.
So when they kind of trying to do exploring of the tree of where the nest is, they just kind of leap from one branch to another, and then eventually kind of make, okay, let's see if I can glide for a ways and see what happens here, right?
Yeah, I think so. And they're using their wings as well. So they're like, you'll see them even before they're leaving the nest, they'll be practicing like flapping their wings and stretching them and flapping them. And so I think they do these little hops while they're flapping as well, and, you know, start getting a little bit of lift that way. And they move around the nest, and it gets more and more, you know, around the tree, and they probably do it more and more. And with the idea that then the adults are bringing food back to the nest, so they're, you know, there's incentive for them to get back to the nest if they can. And that being said, you know, sometimes birds will leave the nest. I think it might take them a little while to get back. So often the parents might bring food to them there, or they don't. They bring it to the nest, and then the young kind of really have to figure out how to get back to the nest.
Yeah, how do they do that? If they can't fly, what do? Just crawl up?
Well, or they will. They'll walk up, you know, they'll kind of crawl up into trees, and I think, you know, up like down trees, anything to start getting some lift. Because when they're on the ground, it's really hard, I think, harder for them to kind of lift off. But if they can get any kind of elevation, then they can, maybe they start flapping and get a little bit of lift, get a little bit higher and higher, kind of work their way back up to it.
In the process of this, the whole afternoon, I noticed that right on the edge of my property, and I may have mentioned this before, but there was an adult eagle, and it was on a high tree that was on the edge of my property. It seemed to be watching me and the fledgling, but it wasn't a tree that actually had a nest. I think it was just kind of overseeing or watching its baby, making sure that nobody harmed it or if it needed some sort of help, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, I suspect that it didn't do anything when you were approaching the young, though. So I almost it didn't stoop at you or anything, like dive at you.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, so I think bald eagles don't seem, at least with people, to be very defensive. So, I mean, I've climbed into, you know, I don't know, maybe 20 different nests or something and never have had one dive at me while I do that versus some birds are really aggressive when you do that. So it probably was the adult who was watching. And maybe if it was you were something smaller or something, even like a bear or something like a dog or something like that, it might have, you know, done some sort of, you know, stooped at you and, you know, made some, you know, calls at you and that sort of thing. But I suspect it probably was the parent just sort of keeping an eye on where the young is.
Yeah, I had my dog at home at the time was out in the backyard, and I was looking at the eagle quite quizzically and then started barking at it after a while. So I brought the dog in and kenneled it inside because I figured that would distress the eagle even more or attract attention from the adult.
Yeah, for sure. No, that definitely would be a distress. That would cause more distress for the bird. Yeah, it would be very stressful, I'm sure.
At one point, it seemed to kind of jerk its head around, looking around, and at one point, it was sort of kind of trapped in my backyard, and it was looking all around, but it was just kind of walking back and forth and looking for avenues to escape by walking, not by flying.
Yeah.
I took some old pallets because I was worried that the raptor was going to start walking around the fencing on the back of my property and walk down to the highway. And I was worried that it was going to get run over by the traffic.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I noticed in the midst of all this is that when I approached really close, it would make a very unusual noise. And it wasn't the noise that or the sound that I'm usually used to hearing from eagles in Alaska. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Was it like very like low-pitched guttural noise, or was it like this higher pitch?
It was like a oinking pig.
They do that. I think it's sort of a distress thing. You know, almost like trying to scare you off, or it's a distress, like they're in distress. Like I've heard the same thing when I've climbed in a nest to handle birds. They do that kind of, and it is kind of like an oinking of a pig sound. It's a distress call. not that they're necessarily calling, but potentially like, you know, trying to almost like scare you off. But I just think that that's kind of, perhaps they haven't, you know, sort of developed the sort of more of the like whistling and other, you know, sort of repertoire that they have. But yeah, I think mainly that's just, it was getting stressed out basically.